The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of Remax Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas with Team Reba, Remax Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
All right. Well, it's not as fabulous a week as last week. It's a little gray, little sprinkles.
Well,
how are mortgage rates looking?
They're looking just as bright and sunny as they were last week.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah, they're all looking just great. So
I figure we might want to get right straight into your stuff.
You're going to jump right in today? Sure.
I think so, because, well, there's going to be a couple of things I might throw in, a little curveball here and there. But I am really curious about the person we have sitting in the studio with us
about
today.
About our guest today?
Yeah, I'm super curious because, as we mentioned before we started, you guys get to interact on a regular basis, most likely in the industry.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I never get the opportunity to be around someone who deals with PMI.
Right, right. Mortgage insurance, private mortgage insurance.
Make me sound so mysterious.
Yes. I know. You are mysterious because most people, when they look at their mortgage numbers and all their closing and everything that's tied into their loan, they're always like, what is that thing? So it is. It's very mysterious.
What is it and why do I have to have it?
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. And then how can I get rid of it? It's kind of like a rash. They just go, what is there a salve for this? I don't know. Can I take a pill? I don't know. How do I get rid of this thing?
Yeah. It's called greenbacks.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. But it's a greenback salve.
Absolutely. Well, today we're happy to have a guest with us today, Sherry Spees from Radian Mortgage Insurance. Welcome, Sherry.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So we're going to be talking all about PMI today, private mortgage insurance, and all about it, what it does for us, how it helps us, and sort of all the ins and outs on it.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great topic. I'm super happy.
Interesting.
Yeah, we both bring different things to the show all the time. Different, folks to interview and concepts and ideas and. This was fantastic. I didn't know we could have access to somebody like this.
We always sort of badgered
excited.
Her into it, so that's always...
Excellent. Badgering is my favorite.
I saw Sherry at a banking function. I'm like, you need to be on the radio show, and she's like,
can I hide?
That's right. That's
she needs a salve for you.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is a live call-in show, too, so if you have questions for us, you can reach us toll-free at 877.
No.
866-712-1300. 866-712-1300. You can also tweet us at Team Reba or at Eric is my banker. And
I bet you don't have a tweet handle, do you?
I do not have a tweet handle.
Yeah, that's okay. We're probably we probably don't want to badger you about one of that. Well, no, we've shamed many
multiple
of our guests into a social media presence. Like, where's your Twitter handle? What do you mean you don't know your Twitter handle? Like, oh, I don't have it. Yes, you do.
It's the social media seat of shame. We'll put someone in and make them go home and do their homework.
Okay, so
going. Rates.
Yeah, so here's my little curveball, though, before you do that. So I was having a conversation, as any regular listener knows, I'm on the Rent and Chamber Board of Directors, and I'm also involved in several committees. So I'm on the Education Committee, Education and Workforce Committee, and I'm also on the Business Development Committee. Mm-hmm. And so I was just chatting about an event that I'm going to help them put together for social media training.
Excellent.
So we're going to have guests who've been on our show who are still building out some of their social media strategies or trying to figure it out. And we're going to also invite that to the Rent and Chamber membership.
Excellent.
And if people listening to the show are interested in something like that, they can send me an email at info@teamreba.com. And we'll get them an invite when we have the date and place settled for that. But yeah, I have a feeling we're going to have some pretty big numbers in the room for that. The last time I taught this training, I've done a couple of these trainings for different business groups, and we usually get 30 or more people in the room. And I think if we extend it in the reach that I'd like to do, we're probably going to get at least 50 people in the room. And everyone's going to come with their smartphone, their tablet, their laptop, whatever is available for them, and how they market And then we'll show them how to do that and how to integrate a marketing plan around social media and their traditional marketing.
You'll have everybody tweeting and blogging like pros, you know, in no time.
You betcha.
Awesome.
Very cool. I'm all about it.
Very cool. Well, that's good. Well, you badgered me into it. You know, I had to I had to defend myself against your, you know,
you're getting better.
Hashtag Eric is bald thing that you put on.
You're
there.
Getting better.
So, yeah.
At least we're up to awesomeness is awesomeness. Right?
Yeah, good. Unfortunately, nobody can spell that. So,
well, that's why we're working with it. You know, you need to start my, you know, hashtag Reba Rocks or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just have to learn how to do that.
We do have hashtag open house with Team Reba. So if you are trying to find shows via Twitter, you can do a search on hashtag open house with Team Reba all together.
Yeah.
And you can find past shows.
And all of our past shows are on there.
Yes.
So,
they are. Yeah. We post all of them on the blog. TeamReba.com/blog, and so they're all posted there, or you can do a quick search on
Perfect.
Social media.
Yep, ultimate cure for insomnia, I can imagine. So we'll be
Speak
good.
For yourself. maybe what you blog about.
I can't sleep. I know.
I just saw your email newsletter.
Real estate news.
Yeah, we'll just have them start listening to the first segment where you talk about rates.
No, usually the first segment I'm talking about, you know, Lutefisk or Lefse or
well,
something
that too.
Like that.
That'll put somebody to sleep, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Unless you're Norwegian and then they're in rapt attention.
Yeah. Well, speaking of rates, this should actually wake everybody up. They're still looking very, very good. So the bond market, which drives the rates, is having a little bit of an off week so far this week, putting a little bit of upward pressure on rates. But we'll kind of see what's happening with us. The stock market is a little bit more positive right now. It's following oil. And as oil prices rise, stocks will kind of go along with it, and interest rates will follow right along. But today, the average conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate, if you're buying a home today, it's going to be 3.625%.
Nice.
And,
well, cross your fingers. We have a mutual client whose offer just went in, and they're reviewing it right now while
fantastic.
We're doing the show.
Yep. And 15-year fixed rates, 2.875%.
Nice.
FHA, 30-year fixed rate, if you're a first-time buyer out there, 3.25.
And, it went down?
Yeah, it went down just a little bit. So this is sort of an average. In fact, there's so many different kind of cool options out there, and this is certainly one of them.
Okay, folks, so be listening to this.
Yeah, we're keeping
Pay
a real
attention.
Close eye on all of these sort of things.
Even if you as a listener aren't in that first buyer category, absolutely. We're going to have a class that we're going to be scheduling soon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, in fact, actually, the gal that we just put the offer in on today was asking when we're going to have that scheduled. And we failed to get that set up for last week when we got on air. So maybe while we're here, we can look at some dates and get that put together.
We'll get that scheduled. So good. This is a class that both Reba and I volunteer for through the Washington State Housing Finance Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a 5-hour certified first-time home buyer class. So many of the loan programs out there for first-time buyers require that you take this class to be eligible for the program and also for special tax credits.
Yes.
So by signing up for this
certificate's good for 2 years.
Yep, that's right. The cost?
Free.
Pretty much, yeah.
What do you mean, pretty much?
And we feed them.
What do you mean? It's required to be
free.
Totally what do you
free.
Mean, pretty much? The only reason it costs is because you and I usually buy snacks and water and coffee.
It's free for them.
It doesn't cost anything to them. You and I are the ones who pay for all
right.
the space and the food.
That's right. Well, you know, it's a 5-hour class, so we have to keep everybody well fed.
Yes.
So that's the goal.
Yes. Many other people teach this class, but they make you bring brown
like
bag.
Yeah.
We treat you like kings and queens.
We don't want that. We want everybody to be happy and full. And
we want you to save your money so you can budget to buy a house.
That's right. Absolutely.
So there you go.
Yeah. So, Sherry Spies.
So, Eric. Are you going to begin to badger me now?
Yes. It's your turn.
Yes. Okay.
It's your turn.
I'm ready.
Well, and full disclosure, so you and I go way back.
Yes,
so,
we do.
So, clear back to Ingram High School.
When Eric had hair.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So, and you have been in the mortgage insurance business for how many years now?
I started in 1988. With a company called PMI that's no longer in existence.
Right.
And then I joined Radian 7 years ago.
Got it. And the whole time, pretty much, so you've been immersed in this industry.
I have. I started at a really small bank in Lake City, and I learned to process and underwrite loans. And the next thing I knew, I was selling mortgage insurance.
Fantastic.
So what made you interested in doing that?
I think that I wanted to do something more in sales. I didn't really want to be a loan officer at that point. And I had a really good friend and mentor who mm-hmm. kind of guided me into this position. So it worked out really well for both of us.
Okay. Yeah, because pretty much a lot of loans that have less than 20% down require this. So there's a little mm-hmm. bit of solidifying your sales base, I would imagine, whereas the lending world can go up and down quite a bit. And it just depends on what's going on. I mean, I guess, I don't know, did your business go up during the recession?
No, it changed a lot, like everybody's business. I mean, we had kind of experienced more of the first and second trend there for a while mm-hmm. prior to the market kind of crashing. So that really cut into the mortgage insurance world. This is where basically you would get a first and a second and completely eliminate.
Right. Yeah. MI. No, I've used loans.
So
like
that was a big deal for a long time. Mm-hmm. So we kind of worked through that, and then we came up upon those years that were really rough. And I think the hardest part for us is, as an insurance company, we're trying to manage the portfolio. Mm-hmm. And so in order to do that, we had to be very, very careful about what we wrote. So that was really challenging for us.
So is that part of what happened with all the lending rules when everything kind of constricted?
Absolutely.
Was it a big part of that coming from the PMI sector?
Absolutely. And every company was doing what they had to do to survive.
Right. Okay.
Right. Because if you think about it, you know, a lot of if a person has a mortgage and they have a very, very little equity or no mm-hmm. equity all in that property, and the mortgage has mm-hmm. PMI on it, mortgage insurance on it, when the loan goes into default, the lender is going to file a claim for their insurance.
Right.
So who takes that loss? You know, that's going to be shared with the private mm-hmm. mortgage insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
So they're right on the front lines with all of that.
So you say shared, so there's even their own deductible then from the lender side.
Absolutely. We come in and pay a claim to the lender.
Okay.
So, for example, if someone should stop making their mortgage payment mm-hmm. and we have insured that loan, we'll come in and pay a percentage for the lender to recoup their costs.
Okay. Well, I am super, super curious more about how this all works because, like I said, I rarely get an opportunity. Like, I know what PMI is, but I'm going to be trying to throw questions to you that I think maybe our customers might normally think of. And I'll give you definite examples of when they're all like, but why do I need it? It's ridiculous. You know, that kind of stuff. So we're going to be back in about 30 seconds. We're going to be done here, and they'll be back in a couple of minutes. But if you have any questions for Sherry, 866-712-1300, Open House with Team Reba.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.